Phil Moss is on the line. I tell you what, theirs to lose, Liverpool. That's all I'll say.
Come on, Everton.
Where are they playing? Goodison Park. Morning, Phil.
Goodison Park.
Yeah, good morning, guys. That morning, is your Phil. Go-to line, Jimmy, isn't it?
It is.
Well, you know why? You know why it's the go-to line? Because it's true.
Yeah, but don't wear it out, mate. Don't wear it out. Well, save that for the last few rounds.
I've been saying it since pre-Christmas, and here comes Man City.
They are surging, Phil, aren't they, Man City?
Yep.
Well, yeah. I mean, look, they scraped home overnight, to be honest, against Bournemouth. It took a Riyad Mahrez goal off the bench in the 55th minute to get them past Bournemouth. But
how many points did they get for that win?
Yeah, they got all three.
Oh.
And a clean sheet, yeah. So away from home, so, you know, full credit to them. But, yeah, look, it's a really interesting run coming up for both clubs. You've got, obviously, Liverpool play Everton, that Merseyside derby, as you said, and then they've got Burnley and Fulham either side of that Champions League clash against Bayern Munich. Mm. Manchester City have got a couple of extra games because they've got Fulham, they've got Schalke, Cardiff, and then they've got the FA Cup quarterfinal against Swansea to throw in there as well. So, you know, they should navigate that one, no problem, but it's an extra game and, you know, all the logistics that go with it. So
exactly.
An interesting run coming up for both clubs, and I do agree with you, Jimmy. I do agree with you. It is ours to lose.
Can I put it to you this way? If Pep or Jurgen were on the open market, who would fetch higher dollar?
Oh, well, you'd still have to go with Pep.
Right.
He wins things.
So, hang on. Mm. So if the Manchester City squad and the Liverpool squad were on the open market as a collective, who would fetch the top dollar?
100% Liverpool.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Just to let you know, $1.50 Manchester City at tab.com.au to win the Premier League, and Liverpool $2.60.
Yeah. Still on the EPL, Phil. Tottenham had gone 28 games without a draw this season, an extraordinary stat, but overnight 1-1 against Arsenal in the North London derby.
Yeah, that's right. It was a strange sort of atmosphere. I was watching that and the lead-up to it as well. It just seemed a little bit too friendly. Mm. I saw some comments from Lee Dixon before the game as well, and he was talking about, you know, him striding into the ground and being waved at by Spurs fans as an ex-Arsenal player, and he said that was very strange. But it ended all square as well, which is a bit too friendly for a North London derby. But Harry Kane was a saviour for Spurs from a penalty spot. He won the penalty and he dispatched it no problem. After Aaron Ramsey gave Arsenal that lead in the 16th minute.
What was the name of the bloke who got the 89th minute goal for Manchester United? What is his name?
Romelu
Lukaku.
You do know how to pronounce it, Jimmy. I've heard you say it many times.
Yeah.
And he reeled away sucking his thumb. So one can only imagine maybe there was a baby in the Lukaku family at somewhere. But, yeah, look, he took his goals very, very well. And, you know, When you sum up Manchester United's season, you look at players like Lukaku and Pogba and how they're playing now under Solskjaer compared to how they were under Mourinho, and it really is. It's chalk and cheese, but one wonders, and this is what the big question will be at the end of the season, will be, did the Manchester United board act too late? Given the run that they've had, is it too little too late, or will they scrape into those Champions League or consolidate those Champions League spot by the end of the season?
Mm.
Jimmy was always confident they'd make the top four at the very least, though, wasn't he, Phil, from day one?
He's a confident lad, though, right?
He is. That's very true.
Misplaced.
Exactly. Hey, Phil, on to the A-League. A couple of important games. We'll move on, James. A couple of important games already been played. Newcastle Jets, talk about surging. They're having a late season run towards the finals, beating Melbourne victory away 2-0. Big win. And Sydney FC's 2-0 win over Adelaide United. Important, because it just gives them some breathing space now.
Yeah, it certainly does, Ray, and there are a couple of teams that will be just nervously looking over their shoulder just a little bit, and probably Wellington and Melbourne City, I should say, with Newcastle on that surge. Mm. But again, you know, if Newcastle can scrape in, then all credit to them, because it's been a very interesting season for them. Obviously, they had their main goal scorer out for the first 9 weeks of the season, so that certainly has hurt them. But, yeah, look, it's still all to play for. Sydney FC opened a four-point gap over Melbourne Victory in third, with Victory going down in that game to Newcastle. What a goal from Dimi Petratos in injury time with his left foot, top corner. Very, very comfortable to say that you would see that on any stage in world football. So, interesting closing few weeks definitely to come. But I don't... I mean, there's 2 points now with Newcastle and Wellington. Newcastle in seventh, Wellington in sixth. So it'll be interesting to see if they can haul them in. But Wellington, I don't know if they've been a little bit destabilised by all this talk of Mark Rudin going to Western United next season after an incredible debut season for him, and whether that plays a part in the closing rounds as well.
Mm. That win for Newcastle has put a hole in Mitchell Duke's hopes of getting the Wanderers to the playoff, which of course would have resulted of you apologising on air. Which
so I'm you're coming up with your strategy is what you're going to give me then, Jimmy?
Working on it exactly. Working on it as we speak. Okay, give us a winner here. Melbourne City up against Perth Glory. Brisbane Roar up against the Wanderers. Mitchell Duke, come on. And the Central Coast Mariners up against Wellington.
Well, I'll give you the tips for those two next week because
they're not till
split round.
Split round, okay. Round.
Yeah, so it's Melbourne City up against Perth today, but Melbourne City have lost Richie Delap, Bart Schenkeveld, and Delbridge as well. So that's a massive chunk of their backline gone, and huge experience and form from Delap and Schenkeveld. They're both out of this game, so I think. And Perth have got the best attack in the league. So look, I can't see anything other than a Perth Glory win away in Melbourne.
And
this
just
afternoon.
Just on that, mate, and I made mention of it a little bit earlier. And again, I don't say it facetiously. The A-League's coming into a period of time. They've got the split round. They're coming into a period of time where the NRL starts, and then 3 weeks later, the AFL starts. And TV ratings this year have been a challenge, and they're coming into the pointy end of their season, and there's the two behemoths are going to take even more viewers away. As a football man, what's your take on that?
Yeah, look, it's a difficult time of the year for all those reasons, and also the playing surfaces. They deteriorate rapidly because of the other codes and the shared stadia. So it is a difficult time of the year because you feel like you've had all this build up to the pointy end, and then a lot of the focus gets taken away. But you know, it is what it is. We moved to summer, you know, for the A-League when we started the A-League because of those reasons, to try and not clash with the other football codes. But you can't help a little bit of overlap. But it comes down to, you know, putting on the best product that we can and enticing fans to not give up on the league, you know, when the games mean so much more than just the average home and away rounds.
Mm. Phil, on Jimmy's point, does the A-League go too deep into autumn then? Could this be the finals period now?
Yes.
Yeah, look, it's that debate is there. You'd rather the start of the season overlap than the end of the season because of the importance of the games. But again, then you've still got that issue of the quality of the surface and the logistics around sharing grounds at the start of the season. If you start before the you know, before the rugby league and the AFL seasons end. Mm. And of course a lot of the focus there is on their final series. So look, it's a very difficult one to juggle, and I don't envy the guys that sit in the boardroom and try and come up with the right answers.
Fair enough. Hey, Phil, the Ante Milicic era with Matildas started with a win over New Zealand. They're playing South Korea tonight. 97 days until the World Cup. How are the Matildas tracking, mate?
Yeah, look, I was out at the game the other night, Ray. I went out there to watch, and it was really interesting. Like you could see the Matildas players, their body language was, you know, time to get on with things and really focus. And that was with no disrespect to Alan Stadjic, of course, but the most important focus is on playing games and winning games and finding that form that's going to help them deliver on their potential of being one of the contenders for this World Cup in France in June. So, look, they certainly played well. They played with a lot of energy. You could see the style of football that Ante wants to play, playing out from the back. I thought they missed a bit of a cutting edge in the top third. But, you know, they're building under a new coach, so it's going to take time. They've got another two games. They play South Korea tonight, which will be a big test. They absolutely routed Argentina the other night in the curtain raiser. And then they've got a game away to the US, which is number one in the world. And then Ante's talking about two games leading into the World Cup, where they take on Italy, Jamaica, and Brazil in their group. So, look, a really exciting time for the Matildas now that you know, they're back on the pitch. The focus is on the football, and Ante seems to have started with a bang. You know, he's named Sam Kerr as the captain, which I think is a masterstroke. She's a world class player. Well, she's a world class player. She's got a lot of respect. She leads by example in every game, and I was watching her every move the other night, and her enthusiasm, her work rate with and without the ball, and we all know what she's like in front of goal, but without the ball, just watching the work rate that she puts in, if Sam Kerr can do that, then there's no excuse for anyone else not to.
Argentina outsiders today against New Zealand, and then Australia favourites against South Korea. $1.52, $3.80 the draw, the South Korean win paying $6.50. That's the Women's Cup of Nations. That game with Australia, the Matildas, starts at 7 o'clock. Just want to go to this one from one of our listeners. Just tuned in. Has anyone mentioned Honda getting man of the match last night in a 2-0 loss where he wasn't spotted off nobbies? What a load of rubbish.
Couldn't agree more.
Master Monkey.
That's a very educated listener we have there, Jimmy. I was watching it and I was astounded, but it is what it is. There was people at the game who made that vote, but yeah, look, I didn't agree with it last night. Don't get me wrong, he wasn't bad, but certainly not the best player on the pitch in a side that lost 2-0.
Glenn Willow surface perfect for the A-League. That's from Dez out there at Mudgee. So there you go. They might put in a bid for an A-League game.
There you go. I think there has been an A-League game out there. Newcastle took the game out to
Mudgee. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, okay. Yeah. We'll get another one out there, Dez.
Are you going to tell Mossy about Adelaide Ellison?
Oh, yeah. Mm. Morning, Ray, Tanya, and Ching Ching. Hashtag more Mossy. Hashtag more Liverpool. Cheers, Adelaide Ellison.
There you go, Mossy. Fan.
I wonder if that's a pseudonym for one of my family members.
Probably. Yeah, big good morning to John. Hope he's listening and enjoying the show. Thank you, Mossy. We'll speak next week, mate.
Pleasure as always, boys. Have a great day.